And welcome back. We'll take your phone calls. Dr. George Pratt with us. George, when you wrote the book Code to Joy, this solution to unlocking your natural state of happiness, what was it that got you to write the book? Was it seeing patients? What was the catalyst for you?
I have been so fortunate to have worked with people that have taught me so much. I had the benefit of working with many Olympic gold and silver medalists, Hollywood celebrities that are very good at doing what they're doing, and then business people that are very successful, and then normal, regular, everyday people like myself and that have health concerns or anxiety or depression, etc. Mm-hmm. And there's a common denominator. When you start taking the things literally off their hard drive that have bothered them, even if they don't know that they're really bothering them, and seeing the transformation, it is so amazing. And that's what I have done with increasingly better techniques over the last 30 years. So it was always to help people achieve the best. And now the technology has gotten so much better. There's some great tools in psychology now. When I started out, clinical hypnosis was probably the best thing, and then there was just regular talk therapy. So now, strategically, we can do things. It's not just helping people suffer more effectively. It's what is the problem? Let's work on it, and let's see what we can do. And sometimes you can do something substantial in a visit or a couple visits. That's not uncommon. And it's kind of a combination of tools that are rapid. So it's, you know, essentially, time doesn't heal all wounds. Many of us think, okay, well, you know, if I just think positively, I'll get through this, whether it's a health concern or problem in a marriage. The difference between positive thinking and positive belief is positive thinking is only working while you're actively thinking it.
Right.
Positive belief is when it's at your core, and it doesn't require you to artificially positively think it. So what we have done is create a four-step process that helps clear these beliefs at the very deepest levels. There's a little personal inventory in the book, but it comes down to just think for a moment. Close your eyes and think about how would your life be, and even the issues that you might not be aware of, if you felt totally safe. I mean, this is going back to early childhood, even. By the way, kids ages 0 to 6, we really have no protection against learning from parents, and we kind of absorb whatever we hear if we're not being good.
And our parents make us feel comfortable and secure.
Right. They really do. And so you want to feel safe, but sometimes people don't, or they have other factors, or their parents are going through a divorce or having health problems. So we want people to feel safe, worthy, powerful, lovable, being able to trust themselves and appropriately trust others, and feeling essentially good about themselves as a human being and feeling connected. One of the greatest challenges in seeing how we all relate to each other is the feeling of disconnection. Somebody who's been very instrumental in formulating how I think about the world is someone who has been very generous with us, Edgar Mitchell, who was the
great guy, Apollo 14.
You're exactly right. Also known to others as the astronaut who played golf, the sixth person to walk on the moon. He was the lunar module pilot. He's just an incredible human being. He was very generous with going over a manuscript for the preceding book and giving us a nice quote. And just to kind of quote his philosophy, which I really like, is we're kind of meant to experience and give to others a sense of love and kindness and to serve the greater good. Even yesterday, as I was sitting waiting to get de-iced, I thought, okay, let me put this in perspective. A lot of bigger issues, and it's easy to magnify my own situational frustrations. So I'm going to sit back, breathe, relax, send positive energy to the people that most need it and to the people that I know, and then to the planet in a more general sense. So that's how I got into it, was trying to do things a little bit better and to help provide those tools that people can be trained in.